Welcome to Tycoons of Small Biz, a podcast designed for small business owners, the backbone of the American economy. Join us as our hosts, Austin and Landon, share insights and experiences as small business owners, active investors and operators who have started, bought, sold, and grown several successful businesses. Tycoons is powered by Backbone Planning Partners, a business consulting and wealth management firm built specifically to serve small and medium-sized businesses.
Hello, Tycoons, and welcome to today's episode of Tycoons of Small Biz. I'm your host here, as always, Austin Peterson, and I'm joined by my under-the-weather, frog-in-your-throat co-host, Landon Mance. Landon, how you doing, buddy?
Been better, but happy to be here, man.
Yeah, well, it's good to have you join the baritone level of voices. So I appreciate that you thought, you know, you'd pay homage to me by having a deeper voice today.
Yeah, I do what I can to help, you know, move the needle.
All right. Well, for those of you who listened to last week's episode, we talked about the importance of personal financial planning, specifically as a business owner, and the things that we need to do to kind of guard against that. We talked a little bit about the plague of entrepreneurial poverty in our country and some different things that you can do to kind of avoid that, put yourself in a good position, stop kind of the thought process of my business is my retirement plan and focus on creating financial independence outside of your business. Today, we're going to kind of flip that script. We're going to talk about your business as a part of your financial plan, or is your business a part of your financial plan, or should it be considered a part of your financial plan? So we're going to kind of dig in on that a little bit. And so we're going to share some experiences, share a little bit of background on some things that we've kind of seen over the years. If this is the first time that you're listening to our podcast, welcome. We're glad you're here. But Landon and I have been doing what we do on the financial planning side of things for a long time. It's been 25 years for me. Landon's been about 15 years. So between the two of us, we got about 40 years of experience, most of that with business owners, and really kind of exclusively that way for the last 5 or 6 years. We kind of stopped taking on clients that weren't business owners about 5 or 6 years ago because we've expanded our service offering. We're doing things that are specifically tailored for business owners. Now, we have clients that aren't business owners, and we cherish those relationships, and we want to obviously maintain those relationships. Some of those relationships are extremely important to us and very long-term. So those people are just as important to us. But specifically on the business side, like I mentioned earlier, a lot of business owners tend to say to us, my business is my retirement plan. Well, maybe it can be, right? But it takes a lot of work and effort to get it to that point. And so the statistics are not in any business owner's favor. And that is that more than 80% of businesses will never transact in this country. I actually wrote a blog article yesterday where we were talking about National Entrepreneurship Month. And the reality is 99.9%, I mean, literally 99.9% of all businesses in our country are considered small businesses. And 50% of the people in our country work for what would be considered a small business. So this affects a lot of people. This affects a lot of businesses throughout the country. And it's an important topic.
Yeah. You know, I just got done listening to a webinar by a guy. He's a phenomenal marketer and just so happens to be really focused on serving our community. So financial advisors, wealth managers, et cetera. And one of the things that he did, which was interesting, was he started out with what it's not. And I think that's important because what business owner financial planning is not, it's not your financial advisor asking you what you believe that your business is worth and plugging that number into your financial plan and saying, okay, Bob and Sally Smith, you're telling me your business is worth $6 million. You're going to sell that business in 6 years. You're going to get $6 million for your business. And that's going to be how we address your business in your financial plan. Okay? That's not what business owner financial planning Business owner financial planning is really about doing some really hard, deep foundational work to understand exactly where you're at in your business, to do some kind of evaluation to determine what your business will actually trade or sell for out in the marketplace. And then certainly doing some additional work there around, you know, it's not what it sells for, but what you end up keeping in your actual pocket. And then there's all this other work that needs to be done around the foundation of your business. So, you know, your mission, your vision, your values, creating a strategic plan to actually get you towards that succession or exit plan, which includes that valuation that you're pegging. So there's all this really deep, important foundational work that needs to be done as you work towards that eventual exit, which could be 3, 5, 10, 20 years away.
Yeah. I mean, it's a really important point. It's definitely something that I wanted to hit on today, because the reality is most financial advisors, those who don't specifically work with business owners or focus on the business owner community, they will ask that exact question that you threw out there. What is the value of your business? And they will plug it into your financial plan. They'll accept what you said and they will move on. Here's the reality. In 25 years of doing this, there may be one business owner that has been able to peg the actual value of their business. Most, this shouldn't surprise anybody, most overvalue what their business is worth, right? And so if they're building that in, or they're plugging that into your financial plan and they're looking at it and saying, yep, you're good to go. Financial independence, 100%. You're going to sell that business. We're going to factor in this much in taxes. You're going to receive that much in net. Couple that with the rest of what you have. Add your Social Security. You need to be able to live off of X per month. You know what? We got you. You're taken care of. Well, what if the business is worth zero? Or what if it's worth half of what you thought it was worth? Then all of those numbers go completely out the window. And so a financial plan, the inputs are the most important part. And if those inputs are wrong, then everything that you built your entire foundation on is flawed. It's wrong. And you're going to be set up for a rude awakening when it comes time to sell that business, right? I started the show by talking about how 80% of all businesses will never transact. And I actually should clarify that statement. It's 80% of all businesses that list for sale will never transact. And so you've got a 1 in 5 chance of actually selling your business, especially if you don't actually do the groundwork and the planning that is necessary to get your business ready to be sold, market it appropriately, and then go through the due diligence process in an appropriate way that so that a transaction actually happens, that an outside buyer is willing to pay the price that you're asking them to pay, because they're buying your business based on what it can do in the future, not what it's done in the past based on who you are and how you ran it, but what it can do in the future with them as the owner. And that has to be your mindset. If you're thinking your business is going to sell and it's a part of your financial independence plan, and for most of our clients, it absolutely is. But if you're thinking that way, you have to plan appropriately for it to be a part, not just assume that it will be a part.
Yeah, that's a perfect segue in what I wanted to kind of mention next, which is something that we are seeing a lot right now with business owner clients is their business is getting impacted by, I'm just going to say, challenging times, okay? Whether that's a result of interest rates, the election coming up, the hot summer, the cold winter, I don't care what it is, whatever the case may be, we have many clients right now that are going through very challenging times. And if you think about pegging that valuation at some point in the future, and it's like, well, what about years like this year, where instead of taking home your normal, maybe $200,000 to $400,000, or $300,000 to $500,000, or $1 million to $2 million of income. Well, what if it's half of that, or it's 30% of that, or 20% of that, that we're seeing with a couple clients that are, that their businesses are really struggling. So how do you account, you know, for those times? Because when you just plug a number into a financial plan and you're just marching towards that, you're not factoring in all the different things that come up month to month, quarter to quarter, year to year. And so I think that's a big differentiator for firms like ours and for us that work very closely with the business owner, with our clients, in lockstep with them, to help them to foresee these challenges, to address these challenges, to plan for these challenges, to pivot according to these challenges. And I think that's something that a team like ours can do really well and provide a lot of additional value to business owners, because we've been there and we've done that and are doing that as well in the business that we own and the other businesses that we own outside of Backbone Planning Partners.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, first, I'll just kind of hit on the topic of struggles, difficulties, whatever. I met with two of our business owner clients yesterday, and one was in the morning, one was in the afternoon. The one in the afternoon, revenue was down, is down compared to last October's revenue. So just the month of October, they figure that if it continues where they are, that they're going to finish the month 30% lower than last year's October. Now, that sounds terrible. I'll level set here. Last year, we met and decided that they needed to cut a significant number of the clients that they were working with, because it was unprofitable portions of their business. They were spending way too much time and effort servicing that block of their business. And so we made a clear decision to cut that portion of their revenue or their clients, and to suggest that they find a different service provider, right? So part of it is that. Part of it is just the economy and different things that are going on. And then their specific industry, some things with the way that COVID happened and PPP and EIDL and ERC and all that kind of stuff, their clients spent a significant amount of money that helped to prop up this client of ours. And now that money has dried up, right? And there's some different things that are going on in their industry as well. And so it's all this kind of hitting at the exact same time that's causing them a drop in revenue. So they're nervous, right? They're looking at it and saying, do we need to do things differently? And I spent 90 minutes with them consulting on different things to look at, different things to think about. What do you do during this period of time? What are some things that we can look at internally in terms of the way that you guys are structured? That's not typically going to happen with a financial advisor, right? And so that's one thing that's different. You need somebody that can do that. Whether it's your financial advisor or it's somebody else, you need somebody who can come in with an outside perspective and see things that you may not be seeing. Right. Now, the second one, the one in the afternoon, is another client of ours, business owner. He's in a 3-person partnership, and they sold a portion of their business to private equity a few years back with the plans to do this ongoing roll up with the private equity in their specific industry. Right. Now, they're expanding where they provide services and saying, we provide services in this area of medicine, specifically for children, and we're going to open that up, right? So think, if this is a medical facility, pediatric medical facility, for example, we're going to add pediatric dentistry, we're going to add orthodontia, we're going to add therapy, we're going to be this all-in-one provider for pediatrics, right? Well, they've discovered that, one, you can move too quickly, you can grow too quickly. If lending becomes more difficult with higher interest rates, then that can cause you problems. If you install a CEO that you think is better at operations than they actually are, that can cause some other problems. you can make an acquisition of an outside practice that doesn't seem to do as well as it did before you acquired it. And because you didn't do maybe the right due diligence, right? Like all of these things factor in and need to be looked at from a business standpoint to truly value that business and to help it get to where you want it to be, or maybe even need it to be. But it's not a hope and a prayer of, I want this business to be worth 10 million and in 5 years, it'll be worth 10 million. Well, no, like you have to go through the process to actually get it there. And you need qualified advisors who can help you get there, whether it's your financial advisor or not, right? We've chosen to couple the two together because we think it's a powerful way of doing things. And the reality is, as a business owner, your largest asset is likely or has the ability to likely be the largest asset that you have. And I'm here to tell you that most financial advisors out there have no idea how to help you manage that asset. So I would be looking at it and saying, if this is my largest investment or my largest asset, and I need to start to look at my business as an investment, shouldn't I have somebody who can help me manage that investment?
Yep, that's absolutely right. And it's not easy to find a team that can help with that. There are some other firms out there that you and I know that can do this work. There's a small group of us that actually understand and know business well enough to kind of be able to shepherd and guide a business owner through this kind of journey. And we don't always have all the answers and the solutions and know how to solve all the problems, but you better believe we've got a network of people that do, and we can lasso in the right people at the right times to help with, you know, situational things that inevitably pop up in business. And we do that all the time with our clients. Like they have some kind of an issue where we're like, oh man, that's not really something that we can provide value on. However, let's bring in Sarah or Ryan or Julie, and they solve this problem for business owners all the time. So let's bring them into the fold for a period of time so that they can help us to solve this particular issue that you're facing.
You're absolutely right. We definitely do not know everything. I mean, yesterday is a perfect example. We had a conversation about something that I don't know a ton about. I've been exposed to it. I was able to speak to it a little bit and tell them what they should be looking for. And to be honest, there's not somebody who's a true expert in this. We were talking about leasing vehicles, fleets of vehicles for what they use them for. And I said, I don't have a ton of exposure to that specifically in your industry, but here's what I'd be looking for. And here's something to consider and something to think about and something to understand. And don't just run the financials 1 year to 1 year, run it over a 5 or a 10 year period to see what kind of an impact that's going to have on your overall financials to decide what is the best solution for you guys and for your size. So we have the ability to talk through that, but then, like you said, you've got the ability to push that out to other advisors if needed. So I want to back up a little bit and just kind of talk about really the way that a business should be treated in terms of your financial plan. So one of the things that we do with our clients, and I would encourage anybody who's listening as a business owner to kind of look at it this way, and that is that we want you to assume that you will never be able to sell your business because the statistics bear that out, right? And so you need to assume that that's the case, and you need to build a plan for financial independence outside of your business. Is it fueled by your business and the income that you generate from it? It absolutely is, right? But let's start to shift some of that risk or some of that balance sheet that you have on the business side over to the personal side so that you can build financial independence outside of the business. So if we can put together a plan that says you need this much money to be able to generate this much income at a certain age that you want to be able to retire, let's build a plan to get you there. And then simultaneously, we're going to work on building the business to be able to be sold as well. And so think about it, right? You've got a couple of things that come in your favor here. One, you're financially independent outside of your business. So you have no worries financially for the rest of your life, even if you just decide to shut the business down, right? And that's okay. In a lot of businesses, that is the solution, right? But you've taken care of your financial independence anyway. Well, if you can sell it and you get an extra million, 5 million, 10 million, 20 million, whatever the case, you know, may be, then that's a cherry on the top, right? That's additional travel that you can do. That's additional gifting to your kids and to your grandkids. That's travel that you can do as a whole family. Like it's like the cherry on top, right? In my opinion, the best of all solutions. But here's the thing. When it comes time to sell that business, you're in the driver's seat 100%. You have no need to sell your business. And so if somebody's coming to you with an offer that we believe or that you believe is just completely ridiculous, you get up and you walk away from the table. If they come to you with terms that are ridiculous, you get up and you walk away from the table. You're in complete control because you do not need that money. You do not need to sell that business. So that literally is the ultimate control, and that is exactly what every business owner out there should be moving towards. Create financial independence outside of the business and then build to actually sell the business. What do you think, Len?
Yep. So you're saying that you can have your cake and eat it too?
Well, everybody says no, but I'm telling you, with proper planning, you can.
You know, I'm going to be real selective in what I say here. I don't want to give anything away. I am talking to a company that's for sale. We've made an offer to buy this company, and the response from our offer has been this. Before I can determine if the offer is accepted, we have to meet with our financial advisor to determine if this is going to be enough money to supplement our income for the rest of our lives. I have a very sneaky suspicion that they're going to come back and say, wow, we didn't realize that that amount of money only gives us this amount of income per month. We're probably going to need to hold on to our business and save for another 5 to 7 years. That's my suspicion. You would think that people would do that kind of work before they actually take their business out to market to try to sell, right? When you sell your business, the amount of money that the sale of your business translates to a monthly income is probably significantly less than you actually think that it is, right? So there's a good rule of thumb with managing a pile of cash when it comes to drawing down income. And the rule of thumb is, generally speaking, about a 4 to 5% withdrawal rate is a safe withdrawal rate. Now, whether that is applicable to your situation or not, to be determined, but let's think about that for a second. So let's just be really aggressive there and say a 5% withdrawal rate. If you have a pot of $2 million that you get after the sale of your business and you pay out this, you pay taxes, you pay that, and you get $2 million, 5% on $2 million is only $100,000 a year. If you're used to making $300,000 or $400,000 or $500,000 a year from your business, and now it's only going to produce $100,000 a year, yeah, you might have other investments. You might have some income from real estate. You might have Social Security if you're at that age. But you are 20% or 30% of what you're used to. So when you actually crunch those numbers and do that math, you're probably going to be way, way off. And that's a big reason that 80% of listed businesses for sale don't actually sell, is because once they actually receive the number that the market is willing to pay for your business, and then you start to factor in all these other things and realize, oh my gosh, I'm only going to get this after taxes and all this stuff. Like, there's no way I can afford to sell my business. So they take it off the market.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely a big problem. I think that's a great way to wrap it up. The math is staggering, right? I mean, if you're making $1 million a year and you want to replace that at a 4%, you got to have 25 million. At a 5%, you got to have 20 million, right? Most businesses that are generating $1 million in free cash flows or profit or whatever you want to look at, and that the owner is taking home as their income, are not going to command a $25 million or even a $20 million sale price. So I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but the planning has to be built around what your needs are. And the biggest mistake that any business owner can make is as their business continues to grow and as they continue to make more money, that they continue to spend more money and they don't save the way that they need to be able to create that financial independence outside of the business, like I mentioned. So there are planning tactics, there are products, there are other ways to generate more than 4 or 5%, right? There are ways to get there, but the higher the rate that you're looking to get on your income, the higher risk that you have to take potentially, or you've got to semi give up control of your nest egg or that pile of money and let an insurance company generate the income for you. So there are ways to do it, right? But the best way to do it or the best way to plan for it is to assume that you're going to get 4 or 5%. And so take that number that you're living off of each year and times it by 20 or 25. And that'll tell you how much money you need as a pile of cash. So here's the message: plan for your financial independence outside of your business, build your business in such a way that it can actually be sold. And it's not an easy thing to do. You need professional help. Most of us run our businesses. We're really good in our specific industry, and you need good advisors around you to help with the rest. Obviously, we at Backbone Planning Partners would love to be that advisor for you. We'd love to have a conversation with you about how we can help you to do that. But regardless of whether it's us or somebody else, seek professional advice, live within your means, and build a business that you can be proud of and build for your own financial independence.
Listening to Tycoons of Small Biz, a podcast for small business owners by small business owners. Be sure to follow us on our social media channels for links to all our episodes and great content around growing, investing in, buying, and selling small businesses. This podcast is distributed for informational purposes only. Statements made in the podcast are not to be construed as personalized investment or financial planning advice, may not be suitable for everyone, and should not be considered as solicitation to engage in any particular investing or planning strategy. Listeners should conduct their own review and exercise judgment or consult with their professional financial advisor to see how the information contained in this podcast may apply to their own individual circumstances. All investing involves risk of loss, including the possible loss of principal. Past performance does not guarantee future results, and nothing in this podcast should be construed as a guarantee of any specific outcome or profit. All market indices discussed are unmanaged, do not incur management fees, costs, and expenses, and cannot be invested into directly. Investment advisory services offered by Backbone Planning Partners, LLC. Neither Backbone Planning Partners, LLC, nor its representatives provide legal or accounting advice. The content of this podcast represents the views and opinions of Austin Peterson and Landon Mance, and or the podcast guest, and do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of Backbone Planning Partners, LLC. Statements made in this podcast are subject to change without notice. Neither Backbone Planning Partners, LLC, nor its representatives, the podcast host, or its guests have an obligation to provide revised statements in the event of changed circumstances.